Hello, it's Monday, November the 23rd, and it's Thanksgiving week already. And I trust that all of you will be able to celebrate Thanksgiving in some form or fashion, even if it's not quite what it usually is in terms of family gatherings. We will have a service here at the church at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, and it'll be live streamed if you want to watch it that way. So today we are in Psalm 102, and Psalm 102 is a psalm. The title of it is A Prayer of One Afflicted. As you read this psalm, you're almost reminded of Job. It talks about fever, it talks about wasting away, it talks about pain and sleeplessness and melancholy and rejection and even despair. I'll just pick up a few verses. Verse 5, because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. He likens himself to a desert owl. He lies awake. I'm like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. So this is not your happy clappy psalm. This is a psalm of somebody who's sick, physically sick, perhaps emotionally, at an end of himself. And it's a companion piece, I think, to the book of Job. And there's a turning point in the psalm, and it's in verse 12, "But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to favor her. The appointed time has come." And so it begins in the doldrums. It begins in the psalmist's weakness. But then he looks up and is reminded of God's sovereignty. God has this. He's in charge. God will do what he needs to do in his own timing. And then in verse 18, a little hint about the purpose of the trial that he's experiencing. "Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord." And it's a bit like the disciples asking that about that man who was born blind in John chapter 9. Who sinned? Was it him or was it his parents? And Jesus said neither. But that through his sufferings, others would be blessed. And you and I are blessed as we read that passage 2,000 years later, and we are drawn to the Savior. The psalm ends with God's endurance. "You are the same and your years have no end." So it begins in the doldrums but ends with a note of victory because of the Lord, and he is in charge. So Psalm 102 for times of great pain and suffering.